Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Reading in Proverbs, the scripture, and it had just to stop here. But I don't know if you've read this scripture before. In Proverbs 30, verse 3, it says, "For as churning the milk produces butter, and as twisting the nose produces blood, stirring up anger produces strife."
Mm.
You know, one of them scriptures you read kind of often, and you're interesting, and Maybe you keep going. But this time I didn't, felt like I was, needed to stop here. But you think about how butter is produced. You know, we live in a technologically advanced society here. We just run up to this local store and just get it out of the, store and walk out with a tub of butter.
Do you actually know where that come from?
I have no idea. I'm about to tell you that. I didn't know.
Have you ever ventured into one of those places?
No. What, you talking about store?
A grocery store.
Oh, yes. I go to grocery stores. I go to grocery stores. I thought you were talking about a farm. I go to grocery stores.
Oh, I know you ain't been to a farm.
I've walked through a couple of farms in my lifetime.
Right.
Quickly. I didn't pick nothing up now. I didn't. I have viewed the terrain. I've taken the sights in. But we take for granted today, we see the huge disconnect from what it takes to produce the food to the time we go into the store to get it out. And did you know that butter is made out of milk?
Mm-hmm.
And they have to churn it. And what I found out...
Well, you know where the milk comes from?
Let's see. A cow? Milking the cow?
Yeah, there's a whole process.
Big process. But they get this milk. They have it in a barrel. And I'm simplifying the process here, mm-hmm. but... If the barrel's standing straight up, they have what they call a plunger or some sort of stick or something, and they work the milk.
Yeah.
They work the milk clumps, and mm-hmm. it gets hardened, and this whole little process, they drain the fluid and allow mm-hmm. it to get harder, and before you know it, you got butter.
Yeah.
You know, they had a side deal, too. They take a barrel, and they have it sideways and put it on a stand, and on the side of the barrel, they have like a handle. And you kind of wind it like you're winding a clock or something in a forward motion.
Yeah.
And you're churning it. Kind of like turning, but you're churning
mm-hmm.
this milk, and it becomes clumpy and more clumpy. Then it hardens and it settles.
Yeah.
And it goes through a process. I mean, it goes from a liquid substance to now you have this hard substance called butter. Not parquet, but butter. And it's good. Tastes yummy. But there is a process of churning.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things in the Bible that you'll see is that oftentimes it's a comparison. If we understand the analogy or what they're comparing the truth to, if we understand the first part, then we can understand the second part. So he says, as churning the milk produces butter, right? He goes on to say, as twisting the nose produces blood. I've never had I got my ears twisted when I was a child. Now, but I didn't get my nose twisted. But I haven't seen this. I mean, it says it in the Bible. We can try it out, Steve, now to see if it okay.
What's the next verse?
Okay, we'll leave that one alone.
Just check.
But as twisting the nose produces blood, so does stirring up anger produce strife.
Wow.
This is serious here. This is serious because you're talking about a transformation. You know, the same way the milk went from a liquid substance and became a hard substance, something happened in between that two states that this milk was in for it to be a solid form of butter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There was a churning. And oftentimes anger is like that. And the dictionary defines anger as a feeling of great annoyance. Weren't expecting that, were you? A feeling mm-hmm. of great annoyance or antagonism as a result of some real or supposed, or I guess perceived, grievance. It's a strong, intense emotion. Think about it. Anger. And, you know, people get angry. You can angry and sin not. Mm-hmm. You know, the Lord was angry that they had made the temple a den of robbers and said this is going to be a house of prayer. mm-hmm. what you guys are doing up in here, but we won't get this right. But you can be angry and not sin, but I think oftentimes people fall into the temptation that they become angry and they do sin. Yeah. I think that mm-hmm. happens more often than not.
Yeah.
And what happens with anger, it has different levels, if you will. There's like the kind of different stages. And it, you know, maybe starts off with an annoyance, and that annoyance maybe turns into an offense. And then a person will get exasperated. And then maybe that will lead to being infuriated.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe you become incensed.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe it turns into rage.
Yeah.
You
process.
You understand?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, unfortunately.
It happens. He's like, what happened? It went from this annoyance and it's escalated.
You don't just get there all of a sudden.
You just don't. Sometimes you do. I mean, if you've been battling
all that
anger,
can happen all at one time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you're battling with anger and this thing's been on you and you haven't been taught on how to deal with this thing, I mean, you can just go into rages.
Mm-hmm.
That's not normal. That's not normal. But sometimes you see this in a child, and sometimes mm-hmm. they think it's not cute either. But it has to be dealt with. And the worst thing that we can do with anger, the worst thing we can do is stir it up.
Mm-hmm.
And we stir it up in you know, at least two ways. One of the ways we do it is by thinking about that anger, thinking about what made us upset. Every time you give thought to what made you angry, you're just churning that thing just like you churn the milk.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just like the milk is churned to produce butter, you're churning that in your mind, and you're thinking about that offense, and you're thinking about that hurt, and you're thinking about why they did that to you and how they wronged you, and you're just upset.
Mm-hmm.
You're just upset. Maybe you're vocalizing it, but at this point, you're just thinking about it. Some of us are made different. Some folks can vocalize things more. Some people take their frustrations out by, you know, exerting physical effort, you know, they'll kick a can or something, or beat a trash can or something. Others, they'll just think about it.
Yeah.
And they'll just let it go through their mind over and over and over. And then they'll rehearse.
Mm.
Rehearse the scene. Rehearse what happened.
Or what they could have said, or what they should have said, or what they wanted to say.
Over and over.
Mm-hmm.
And over and over. And there's a churning. There's a churning that's occurring there. And that anger is settling and settling and settling and settling. The second way that happens is that then you begin to talk about it. So you can't just think about something for so long until it starts leaking out of your mouth. It's almost as if your heart is getting more full, more full, more full with each churning that you do. And before you know it, it starts leaking out of your mouth, and now you're verbalizing it, and now you're sharing it with others, and you're exasperating it, and you've taken this thing, anger, that you could have just dealt with and left it alone or gave it to God, and now you release strife.
Mm.
You have strife. Strife is defined as heated and can often become violent. It's a contention. It's a struggle. And it's interesting how you can have maybe two young, some siblings,
mm-hmm.
and they have, one is angry, and they're angry at each other, and they're just churning and churning and churning and churning. Before you know it, you have this cloud of strife in your home. There's this strife. There's like it's like a fog, a spiritual fog that you can't see. And all of a sudden, the parents are arguing. And you look and you may think, well, maybe the parents started this, you know. Why are the parents arguing? Well, there's a strife was loosed in the house from maybe two siblings or other people that were living in the home. But you know, that can go both ways. Maybe the parents are churning and churning and churning and churning their anger.
Mm-hmm.
And then they release strife and then wondering why the kids can't get along.
Right.
Because strife is in the atmosphere and it's been loosed in the home. And strife means lack of agreement or harmony. And you look at what's happening in families, in businesses, in this country. It's just one big contention struggle. It's just sickening, really, mm-hmm. when you think about it. And listen, at least at home, can you get some peace at home?
Yeah.
You know, you want to have peace in your home and your family, but it's not going to happen if you want to continue to exercise your quote-unquote right to be upset. I have a right to be upset. I have a right to be angry.
Mm-hmm.
And so that churning process, it's going to produce something.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to produce. And the question is, are you going to like what it produces? Are you going to like to have that in your home? Are you going to like to have that in your family? Are you going to like to have that in your church amongst your fellowship? I mean, mm-hmm. really, is it worth it to have that type of anger, to be infuriated, exasperated?
Yeah.
And oftentimes it happens when you know, you get offended.
Mm-hmm. Focusing on somebody, how somebody wronged you, focusing on yourself, focus on expectations or expectations that weren't met.
Yeah. An injustice.
Yeah.
An injustice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, at some point, we got to be able to find what to do with this anger. You say, am I just being upset because I'm being inconvenienced?
Mm.
I'm being annoyed? Are we trying to say this is righteous anger? There's a big difference about having right. You want to be angry with just the sin that's going on in your own life. You know, it's like,
yeah, right.
That's a righteous anger, you know, but oftentimes you probably fall into an unrighteous anger more often than not. And we always have a choice. And it's, you can think more clearly when you're not in the midst of the struggle and the grip and the cloud. When the dust is settled, that's the time to think about, well, how am I going to respond maybe the next time? How can I pray to God to help me? Because I don't want to stir this thing up.
Mm-hmm.
We have two choices.
Mm-hmm.
We can stir up anger and produce strife, or we can stir up love.
Mm.
You know, why not? Why not decide that? Listen, I'm going to do one of two things. I'm going to release this anger to the Lord. I'm going to ask God to help me with this because I need help. Well, you know, why am I being angry or upset and annoyed or frustrated or exasperated, or why am I breaking out into rage? What's mm-hmm. behind all of this? And we're running out of time. I wish we could talk more about this because there's things that are happening behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to make a choice. You need to make a decision to say, you know what? I'm going to choose to stir up love. What would happen if you decide to intentionally stir up love in your home? If you were intentionally to stir up love in your family, amongst the fellowship, it takes you to be engaging and maybe start saying kind things,
yeah.
mm-hmm.
doing, you know, acts of kindness, words of encouragement, you know, loving on folks, helping them out,
yeah.
you know, giving somebody a hug there. You'll be surprised at an environment and what happens when an environment of love starts settling. You know, I've been in certain places and where you've walked in and you felt, man, I just feel love.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when we say that joke, can I feel the love? And you can feel you can feel
yeah.
love.
Yeah,
I'm into that.
Definitely.
You can feel hate too.
Oh yeah.
But you can feel love. Decide today. If I want to stir anything up, I want to be used to stir up love.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.